Run, Barry, run.
Ooh. What's going down, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of Nerd New York here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.
Okay.
I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin. We'll get to that later. And that is the voice of the handsome devil himself, the African-American dragon, Daniel Ashley.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, we have the homie Steven checking in once again.
Checking in. What's going on, bro? It's been a while.
It's been a week.
It's been a week. With some jerk chicken.
Hey, man, we are recording this May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Mexicans out there.
Yes, everybody enjoy.
Rest in peace to Eddie Guerrero. You are one of the realists.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. Absolutely, man.
One of my favorites.
And also, you know, for all my Star Wars Sith fans,
woo!
Shouts out to y'all. Happy Revenge of the Fifth Day to you.
Yes, let's go.
Sebastian is outside. Mm-hmm. Isn't he outside, Brian? I heard him.
Okay, guess not.
I heard him.
We'll come back to that.
That's just me, but whatever. It's cool. He'll be here in a minute. So, right now we're going to talk about some recent news that has been developing. One of the most obvious ones, Marvel came out with the Defenders trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How was it?
It looks tough.
You didn't see
I did not see it.
Oh my
Lord.
Dude,
I've just been working nonstop.
Hey, speak of the devil.
He's in.
Sup's Bash, are we talking about the Defenders right now?
That's how you spell your name. Huh? Like, is that you spell your name on the side of your head?
No.
I can't
absolutely
tell.
Not.
Spell my name terribly wrong. Okay. It's Bastion, mm-hmm. And spell Bastion backwards.
Yeah,
that's how you spell Nyssa.
Yes,
you spell it with an NY.
I didn't spell it.
That was me.
Wow.
You already know. I spell your name correctly. Okay. I've known you for how long? Oh,
like, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's Bastion backwards. That's how you spell Nyssa.
Okay, but the whole wow. Okay, but the whole thing was like I wrote it like Nyssa Al Ghul from the comic books.
Oh, that's a cool way of spelling it, though. You guys talking about the Defenders?
I didn't see the trailer. How was it?
It was tough.
It was boring.
Oh,
wait,
dang.
What? Hold up, Paul. Why was it boring for you?
Because I saw it, and it looked... I don't know. I never finished Iron Fist, so I'm still feeling like it's like continuation.
That's the only problem I have.
To be honest.
That's the only problem I have. That's the only problem. That's the only sketchy part. The trailer, for me, it was exciting to see, you know, all
the
characters.
Did you finish Iron Fist?
I didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
Okay, look.
Told y'all not to watch it.
Let me just put it this way. Luke, Jessica, and Matt, they're the cool kids. Like, these cool kids you got in high school who had all the time. Danny's the kid their parents made them hang out with.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good analogy.
That's a good analogy.
All right.
I could deal with that.
I think we are all looking directly, specifically to Danny, right? We are looking to see what he does, okay?
Yes,
because we don't want him
I'm
to
hoping it was just the writing.
I'm hoping for them to kill off Rosario Dawson's character in the third episode.
Claire?
Yeah.
So Luke and Jessica could finally hook up again?
No, so the characters have something to fight for. We had nothing to fight for.
That's a good point.
And nothing to fight
for. Well, I mean...
For.
Well, they do have something to fight for.
Well, spoiler alert, Sigourney Weaver's in it.
Oh, I almost said the bad word.
Word? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Who's that for the listeners?
From Alien?
From Alien, you know. She's also Holes.
Female heroine.
Yes. I remember now.
And also, she was the warden in Holes. Shouts out to Holes. Shia LaBeouf.
Classic.
That's a Gurney Weaver?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And also, Elektra's coming back. She's awakening.
Ooh.
Come on.
Like, she was the worst part of the second season.
I agree.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Mm. I agree on that. But now she's evil. She's a villain now,
no,
man.
No, see, like, her, like, when they introduced her, it was great. By the time we got to the end of her plot, it was just annoying.
See, we got it.
My problem.
That was the love interest, though.
Yeah, but my problem with Elektra is that, like, for most of the time that we've seen hand stuff in, like, The hand stuff has been the most boring stuff in the Marvel Netflix universe. Because, like...
You mean hand-to-hand combat?
No,
no,
I mean
the hand.
The villain.
Oh,
the
okay,
hand.
Right. Like, I'm such an idiot.
the villain stuff has been really boring, and that's the stuff that's the Defenders. You're going to have to do... I wonder if they're doing Shadowland or something like that. Like,
only time will tell in August.
Like, I don't know.
It's coming out in August?
It's coming out in August.
Yes, August 18th.
Interesting.
Yep.
I'd be chilling halfway through the song.
Hey, man. Them hallway fight scenes, though, they look epic. Let's keep it real, man.
Okay, remember Luke Cage, episode 2, the hallway scene?
Yes.
When he came into the house?
Yes.
Wasn't that the most, like, overshot, overrated,
no,
overhyped scene?
No.
It's not as good as season 1, Daredevil, it's that not. Hallway scene.
It's not.
No, I like the season 2 Daredevil
okay,
hallway
season
scene.
Okay, season 2, even better.
They upped the antics,
yeah,
yes.
But when you see that for Luke Cage, who has no real fighting style, it's just him throwing his body
yeah,
weight.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, he's
Power
he's
Man,
bullet,
he's Steel,
he's
bro.
He's bulletproof.
I'm just saying. It looks great in comics because it's not moving. It looks great in cartoons because you do so much damage. But in person, in real life, it looks sleepy.
Like,
you see my argument? I don't know.
I know.
I understand what you're trying to say, but to me,
I hear you. But
it just didn't look cool or interesting.
It's not supposed. You're just like supposed to see this guy run through these people.
That's why I think it's cool because he's a black man and he's destroying everyone. That's just me.
You can only have so much weight in the series just being black, you know. It's like
that's
the
true.
Writing has to kind
true.
Of pick up on itself.
True.
But I did tell you
but the writing did pick
but
up.
But the writing was good. No, the writing freaking sucked at the bottom half of
yeah,
those episodes.
The second half.
This is what I was telling you in the beginning. I said the first half good. Second half when Diamondback became the full frontal like
yeah,
when
villain, Cottonmouth
when
left.
Cottonmouth died, yeah. I kept telling you that's when it turned crap. You're like, oh no, the second half is better than the first.
Well, it took some time. I watched it, got to the end. It's like, I miss Cottonmouth.
See, I told you. And you didn't like Cottonmouth first time around.
What's that actor's
yeah.
name who played Cottonmouth?
Mahershala Ali. Yo, shouts out to you, beloved.
He's an amazing actor, yo.
Yeah, at first I didn't like, I didn't appreciate Cottonmouth because I didn't know I'll lose him.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you guys, Giovanni knows, but I met the guy who plays Turk.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
He mm-hmm. saw Turk.
Word. Yeah,
on the train. I got to talk to him. Like
he was just commuting on the train.
Yeah, he was on the C train. Probably on his way to he was on the C train, probably on his way up to Hell's Kitchen or something. I don't know.
Cool.
Interesting.
Hopefully Turk is a reoccurring character that's going to be in the Defenders.
Like, Turk, like, because the whole thing is Turk's just the guy who gets beat up all the time.
Yeah, because he's a thug, though.
Yeah.
He was in I know you're trying to think about who it is.
No, I know who it is.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why he would be in Defenders.
Because, you know, he's a thug, too.
You probably give him some information.
Maybe.
That's his thing.
And he gets beat up.
Yeah, and he's met, like, what, 3 out of 4 defenders. Mm-hmm. So, because actually in a comic he met, in one of the comics he met Jessica Jones.
Okay, cool.
So he has that ability, that luck into meeting other heroes.
Right.
Oh, well, heroes.
That's a
people.
Superhero.
People
his
with
powers.
None of these guys are
meeting
heroes.
Meeting other people.
another Netflix thing that I saw, a Netflix show that I saw in 2 days, bro, Dare White People, man.
I saw it all of yesterday. I'm happy, I'm glad that we brought it up because I wasn't going to watch it, but I watched it all of yesterday.
Okay, you finally saw Dare White People?
No, we already saw the movie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the show.
Oh, they made a show.
They made it into a show.
Yeah, 10 episodes.
Game is lacking.
Shouts out to Justin Seidman, off top.
How was it?
It had its corny scenes, but I loved every episode and I loved every character.
I'll say this. When I initially heard that Dear White People would be a Netflix series, I thought it would be a retelling of the movie.
Right. It wasn't.
It picked up right after the movie.
Yeah.
That's what made me hype.
That's what made me happy, too. I agree. I totally thought they were going to do that. I thought they were going to start from scratch, you know, introduce the same characters again.
Right.
But make a bigger story out of it. It's
right.
Like, no, we're just going to continue right from here and see how each character dealt with that situation after the party.
Yes. And I would like to give a big out to the soundtrack. The soundtrack is on point. They got Roman Atwood, and they had Childish Gambino.
So much Childish Gambino.
Yeah, yeah.
At least 3 songs.
I told you, "Awaken mm-hmm. My Love," man, is gonna be in my top 10. Gonna be my top 10
forever.
No, I'm talking 2017 because we didn't.
It came out in 2016.
Yeah, but remember when we did?
Oh it came at the end.
It came in December.
So technically, 2017.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember. Okay, so.
I gotta check
and
it out.
The characters are just incredible. It's easy to relate to them. You know,
right.
It's easy
We've
to
all
understand
been in
them
those
to what they're going to.
We've all been in those awkward situations at one point.
Sebastian, who is your favorite character?
Reggie, because he went through so much. I don't want to spoil anything. But
oh, true.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry, guys.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Nah, you know who's the man? Troy is the man, bro.
Superman.
He is Superman. Yo, Troy could do it all, bro. Man, y'all didn't even see it. I'm trying to like.
I'm sorry.
No,
you know what?
Okay.
Spoil it. Go ahead.
No. We'd rather you watch it.
Yeah, I want you to watch it, man.
Okay.
Because you will enjoy it.
because everybody has a different like everybody's black, one white character.
Yeah, except for Sam's boyfriend.
Sam's boyfriend. But it's like everybody is a type of black person, mm-hmm. you know? Right. And each one of them has a different situation going on in their mm-hmm. life. And we like to follow each one of them.
Oh, no. I love Coco more now. Now that I understand Coco?
Yeah, now Coco's character wasn't done well in the movie. Right. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because in the end of the movie, you feel like you couldn't relate to her and you hated her.
Mm-hmm. Now I do.
Now in the TV show, you understand her. It's like, right. Now I know why she's
That's
like
the
this.
Beauty of the show rather than the movie. The show, you get to see more layers. More you get to see the layers of each character.
Right, right.
So
right.
I definitely appreciated that.
Each episode's like an hour long?
No, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
That's how I was able to watch it all one yeah. day.
Gotcha. And I'll say this. The finale, beautiful setup for season two. Beautiful setup.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I like to see what they were going to do.
And very rarely, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
It's like Get Out.
99 now.
99 now. You should look at the people that gave it a rotten for Get Out. Like, that guy really? Was just, he loves demolishing great movies.
Hey, it's I'll say weird. This. Ooh.
You should check it out.
Oh, my Resume. Internship?
Yeah.
My sensei, Reggie, he actually yes. interviewed him. He actually interviewed and had a discussion with the dude who gave it a bad rating.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
Huh? Some old black guy.
Yeah, he's an old black guy, and basically
he just goes and like takes a dump on like good movies.
No, he just has bad taste.
No, it was just his perspective. He said that the movie isn't saying anything. What? That's what he said.
Yeah, it's his perspective. It's mm-hmm. like showing I don't know a nine-year-old some complex movie and say, hey, try to digest this. Like Godfather, show a 9-year-old Godfather to right. digest this movie. Say, well, you don't just watch it face value. And not looking like really deep into it. So
now since we're in the topic of black stuff, I was reading Black Panther and the Crew recently. Shout out to Hanahisi Coates,
mm-hmm.
one of my favorite writers
right.
currently
right.
in the Marvel Universe and in just books in general. He's dope, okay?
Killing it.
So for those of you who do not know, Black Panther and the Crew consists of Misty Knight, Storm, Luke Cage. Am I missing anyone else, Daniel? No, right?
Misty Knight, Storm, Luke Cage. I think you're missing
Black Panther, obviously.
And then you're missing I forget his name. He's a mystic.
Right. You're right. But all right.
Manifold.
There we go.
Okay.
Is this canon?
Yes.
So
I think I asked this question multiple times. It feels like it's impossible to get all black characters in one situation. It's not like Teen Titans, you could do that. And it's not like DC, you could do that easy. But I don't know.
Right. But I'll say this. The setup to what they're going for, in my opinion, is dope, man. It's gritty. You know what I'm saying? It takes place in New York.
Okay.
So I can't be mad at it. And it's Ta-Nehisi Coates, man. His writing is dope. And the art style is great, too.
Shout I don't want to spoil artist.
Anything. Well, I'm just saying.
You're better than Bendis.
Take a look. Take a read if you want. PDF it if you want. And then buy it. I'm just saying.
Support
boom,
it.
Boom, support.
What issue are you up to?
They only have one out right now. Okay. That's why I said what they're getting into is going to be dope. Okay. So.
Right.
I'm
sorry. I'm just like reading right now. I'm reading Batman number 22, issue 22.
Yeah.
And I just get to see this beautiful panel of Batman and his dad just beating up some Amazons and some Atlanteans.
All right. So, how did Batman meet his father?
Okay. So,
I read the issue yesterday too.
Yeah. So,
this has to deal with the Flash, right?
Yeah, this is to deal with remember the button? Okay.
Right.
They touched
from Watchmen.
They watched it, mm-hmm. and then they somehow that button interacted with them and they transported them to the Flashpoint universe.
Mm.
But it's not Flashpoint's not supposed to be a universe anymore. It's just an alternate timeline.
Mm.
It shouldn't exist anymore, but it does still.
Just somebody is holding it together.
Right.
There's yes. so you know certain you know how Flashpoint ended? How like the world was supposed to be destroyed.
Right.
That something changed that point.
Mm.
And it's like not everybody's still alive. Like Wonder Woman's still alive, Aquaman's still alive, and Batman's still alive.
Mm.
So somebody's holding that world together.
Right.
And that's how everybody's able to just like hop through
the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not even time. It's weird. Oh. You can't have two timelines because they mess up another universe.
Right.
That's what that's the argument they're trying to use in this comic, trying to make logic out of it.
Right.
So you can only mess up a multiverse, but you cannot mess up a timeline.
Right.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So far, one more issue. I think next week in Flash 22 will be the last issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
So now DC, that there were
DC killing books, yo.
Right. So now that we're on the subject of DC.
Oh, you know, yes, we had this discussion before you came in.
Yeah, I had an interesting discussion with, again, my sensei over at WBAI, because he reads a lot of comic books, too, and we were chilling at the cafe.
He's not just your sensei. He's my sensei, too, man.
I see you guys fighting over ownership.
Anyways, I'm not even going to get into this. But anyways, we had this discussion, and I wanted to run it through you guys as well. What changes does the DC cinematic universe have to take in order for it to get back to its feet?
Was it ever really on its feet?
Get rid of Zack Snyder. I said writer earlier. They started laughing. I was thinking about wrestling. So yeah, Snyder got to go.
I get it.
His writing too.
Remove it from WB hands.
Whoa, why do you say that?
Because they haven't done any good with it. To be honest, it's kind of their fault. It's like this.
And Warner Brothers is kind of lackadaisical because, like, they already make money off of, like, what else does WB own besides DC?
Harry Potter.
They definitely make a lot of bread off Harry Potter.
Just by that alone.
Yeah.
They own,
in my opinion, I think
the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, yes.
I think they shouldn't make a complex story as their first groundbreaking story.
Yeah.
See, the thing about Marvel story, like, I know I'm going to get flagged from just...
Marvel got some amazing Ghost Riders.
Yeah, but like, the whole thing is Marvel makes their stories simple in a way. Mm. Sometimes simplicity is best.
Because you want your audience to understand the work.
You also want to finish the movie in 2 hours without leaving any problems for later films to try to go back on.
Especially when you're building a franchise as well.
The longer the film... The more plot holes there's going to be.
Yes, I agree.
Right. That's what happened with Batman v Superman, no?
Yeah.
Or was it Suicide Squad too?
Okay, Suicide Squad had a problem because they kept changing the editor.
Right. It was two different edits.
I'm pretty sure it was 15.
15? No, I'm saying the final movie, it was...
I'm pretty sure they said they made 15 different versions of the movie.
Right.
And they had to choose one.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Because I remember hearing that they had two edits, like two companies came in to edit it, and one had it edited one way, another company had it edited another way.
Uh-huh.
And then they couldn't...
They're trying to Star Wars episode for it.
Right. They couldn't come to an agreement, so they tried to put like both edits in the film is what I heard.
No. That's not what happened.
Off?
Okay. I think it's like 15... Like there's 15 movies out there. Everybody saw it, and they chose the best one. It was the worst one.
I thought the story about Suicide Squad was they saw how much we ripped apart Batman Superman that they had to go in and re-edit it.
That too. See, that's the problem with Warner Brothers.
That's true.
Is like they have a weak-minded staff.
Very.
Because we see Guardians of the Galaxy, excellent. I didn't see the second one. Wait, it just came out today.
It just came out today. All right,
so we got to see that, guys. We got to see it.
So that did a great job talking about like music in the past and like the 80s and 70s.
Right.
That was cool. We liked the music. Deadpool, bloody violence, sexy, interesting. Mm-hmm. So let's try to put all that in the film. And, by the time they got there, it was just a mess.
And it was PG-13.
Yeah, there you go.
The rating.
They tried to save it putting Maggie, what's her name? Maggie Roberts?
Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm. And Will Smith. They did their job, Jared Leto. They did their job, if anything.
Right.
But their acting skills couldn't save this bad plot.
Right.
So, you really have to have a simple plot. They shouldn't have done Suicide Squad, to be honest. They shouldn't have done Batman versus Superman.
Absolutely.
On paper, it looks like a good idea, but this was like Superman 2.
Superman 2. Like what? David Goyer said, the guy who used to do
that's
the,
another guy that you need to get off.
David Goyer. He used
one.
To say, like.
He messed up Blade.
He said that Batman versus Superman is where you go when you've run out of ideas.
I do remember him saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with it because the idea of Batman versus Superman, it had so much potential. Like you could have done so much with that. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet. I feel like you could do that later on.
Absolutely.
I don't want them to fight it off because you read The Dark Knight once,
Right.
It's like
it's what if you put that later down the arc in the film franchise? That would have been a nice little twist and a rejuvenate.
Exactly. Right, it's right, like, right, hey, we're running out of ideas. Like, let's make these heroes work together outside of the Justice League.
Right.
You know? If anything, they should follow... I think they follow a little bit too much of the classics. Like, you should look at Rebirth right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I think they should do. Hey, in order to, like, rejuvenate this entire series, let's just have a Rebirth. Somebody messed up the timeline, and we're trying to fix it. So that's what I think they should do. Like, okay, do some alternate reality thing and start from scratch. Don't destroy it. Like, X-Men it.
Okay. Can like I give my opinion on it? Okay, so here's certain some things that I would like to see happen. Well, I agree with you guys. Get Snyder rid of Zack Snyder.
And Goyer.
Yeah, Goyer has to go too.
WB.
What's that? WB?
WB.
Well, they do have Jeff. Goyer's actually gone, though.
And the weak staff.
Yeah, the weak staff.
That got to go.
I mean, I don't really care about the WB thing, but, you know, we need to bring in writers that have a good track record.
Oh, but it's not about the writers. It's about the CEOs of WB. Also, like, make it more funny.
DC
can't do humor.
They have to say piss off to that because, look, see, the problem with the DC Cinematic Universe right now is it's blatantly trying to compete with Marvel when it shouldn't. It should be doing its own thing, okay? The genius thing about the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that they took time to build up to everything. Remember, Iron Man 1 came out 2008, yep, okay?
Classic,
which I still love.
And it took us 4 years to get into the Avengers, okay? Now that we're in 2017, right, we have new characters coming out every year. We have Doctor Strange, we have Ant-Man, and they are implementing them into the DC universe. Heck, we even have a Netflix universe that correlates to the cinematic universe.
Yeah, they did mention.
And we're getting more TV stuff because we got the Runaways and the Inhumans coming.
Right, but all that took time and it took patience. They didn't just go, okay, we're gonna have Iron Man, and then we're going to have Hulk meet up with Iron Man and Iron Man 2. You know what I'm saying? they gave the important characters their movie. Their Just Do movie.
Just to get them off the ground.
Exactly. They gave a teaser trailer, you know what I'm saying, which in Iron Man 1, who was the teaser trailer? At the end, Nick Fury. Hey, Tony, I have a proposition for you. I'm starting up this new program. Boom. Then you already know. From there on, the Avengers was happening. Then you had Hulk. Then you had Iron Man 2. And then you had Captain America. Mm.
The first Avenger.
And then you. And then for.
When did we get Thor? After Captain America?
No, Thor was before Captain America. But
yeah, you're right.
And then remember. And then we remember. And then you. And then when it all comes down to it,
very good.
Midnight. I was actually a midnight showing. The minute the Avengers you saw the Avengers in that circle round. Mm. Oh,
that was at the end of Captain America. Good. Yes.
Yeah, I think. Oh, so they led. That's why Captain America was last because after they took him out.
And in the title, the First Avenger.
First Avenger.
So you already knew what was going to happen next. But
still, one of my favorite films.
Exactly. But DC just went Man of Steel 2, Batman versus Superman.
It wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be Superman first. We all tested the market. Hey, we could have done this better.
Exactly.
Cool, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We could do this better. But then they're supposed to come out with Justice League. Instead, they did Batman versus Superman. That was the problem.
Exactly. And then they shoehorned in Wonder Woman. And then they really did a terrible idea of, hey, we're going to show you all of the Justice League through this clip. We're going to show you some dark side stuff, too, and a two-hour movie. Like, you shouldn't do that.
I blame the marketing. I blame the CEOs. I blame WB for being so afraid and taking risks. Like, no, take risks. That's what they never did. They never wanted to risk.
My whole thing is, like, they keep lettering the corporate people put their hands in it, molding
all
it.
WB cares about it.
And
is
I want to say this.
Hire J.J. Abrams for the first film.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a good one.
I wanted to say this too. Give Ben Affleck a chance with Batman. Like,
I really didn't like it, the fact when they cast him. But when I saw him, I'm like, okay.
I knew Ben Affleck would be good because he did a recover with Argo and Gone Girl. I thought his performances was great. And further watching the movies, I was right, but I really wanted him to do the Batman movie. I wanted him to do it.
He's not doing it?
No, he's not doing it anymore.
They're not giving him any free reins
to do what he wants to do.
He is stressed out. Yeah, Ben Affleck, like, stressed out, that's weird.
Exactly. Shame. He stressed out when he and Cavill was in a Rotten Tomatoes interview and they talked about the mixed rating. Remember his face?
Was Cavill Jesus?
And they alluded him to being Jesus too, which I didn't like.
Henry Cavill was he in The Passion of the Christ?
No, he wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
He was not in The Passion of the Christ.
Also, like, oh,
I want DC to bring in certain people like John Logan. He's a playwright, and he wrote for movies like Skyfall, Penny Dreadful, Spectre, Gladiator, and recently Logan. Yeah. I want him.
Also, James Mangold, who also wrote for Logan.
James Mangold.
But they've been writing Logan for years.
Very true, but I feel like they have that experience to capture what DC wants, which is like this dark and edgy thing, which I don't think they should need.
I think it was fine, but yeah, you're right. For certain characters, Batman versus Superman, you should have kept it light and dark at the same time. Mm-hmm. No, Batman seems dark and edgy. The real detective work, exactly, which they did okay in.
All right.
But, you know, DC Comics, it's supposed to be a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
I want to be guessing. I want to guess what's going to happen
next.
Which
is why I like Superman the Animated Series and Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Two different things, man. Superman came out in the daytime. It was very colorful.
Batman was out at night.
It was dark. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of blacks. A lot of maroons.
And storms and everything.
Yeah. Don't mention season three. Man.
You like season four too?
No.
Okay. We both agree. Season one and season two.
Absolutely. Season three and season four.
They had too many bad ideas. They had too many great ideas.
They had good ideas, but then I'll say this. There's a lot of costume redesigns that I was not.
Batgirl
one, two, the Joker. I didn't really like that. The only good redesign they had was Scarecrow. Mm. Scarecrow looked creepy. I enjoyed Scarecrow.
That's good.
So, is it possible for DC to make a good universe?
No.
Cartoon wise, yeah.
Cartoon wise, animated wise, absolutely.
They've already done it. Oh, you know,
they proved it multiple times.
DC's actually making their own net service, like this. WWE's making only like this, their own superhero DC service. Like,
I don't care.
It's gonna be Netflix for DC stuff.
I don't care.
And they're gonna. That's,
is it gonna be cartoon?
I think you're gonna care, but that's the only place you're gonna be able to watch Young Justice season 3.
Wait, what?
That's the only place you're gonna watch Young Justice season 3 on.
I'll torrent it. I don't care. I don't care. I ain't gonna buy it.
You gonna find the plug?
I'll find it. Hey, the hackers released Orange Is the New Black season 5. They'll find a way to release Young Justice season 3.
Wait for it to come out. Give it a good 24-hour cycle, and you're good to go.
Also, exactly. WB, rip. I'm sick of what you do to Steven Universe. You all like this is they own Cartoon Network because they. Like all you had to do was wait 3 days.
No, that was just random.
No. This is I've been built. Oh.
They what?
They've been doing that for a while now.
They've
been
leaking
Steven Universe.
Like Steven Universe has been leaked all the time.
Oh.
There's a thing called the Steven Bomb.
Worst idea ever.
Four episodes 1 week. Four new episodes 1 week, and it's always epic. And what happens? Somehow, some way, 3 days before it starts, everyone leaks it. It's been leaked onto the internet, and no one's been able to stop it.
So weak,
wow!
And it's
a problem though, because the other people are waiting for it. Then you get spoilers online. And you're like, come on,
really?
Yeah, like, I was gonna watch this after work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's never a good thing. So, I hope you enjoyed this conversation we have. Join us for next week where we discuss. How can Marvel save its current comic book universe?
All right. I'm about to go make some curry.
Later, guys. Peace. Black Seinfeld coming up next.